Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Happy holidays. Welcome back to The Balanced Dietitian. You're here with me, your host, Marie-Pierre, and I'm so happy that you're taking this time during the holidays to listen to this podcast. So we are now the week before Christmas. What a crazy year we've had. I hope these holidays for you will be a great time to recoup from the crazy year, and hopefully that you'll get to connect, even if it's virtually. You know, things will be different this year. I think we adapt. I think that's a really cool thing about human beings, is that we adapt. I could not have imagined doing everything virtually last year, but here we are. Here we are. Well, again, I'm so glad that you are here listening to this podcast. So today we're having a holiday edition. So we're going to talk about tips and tricks to make sure that we are having a guilt-free holiday season where we're able to be present and enjoy the times that we have with our loved ones. Holidays is, unfortunately, one of the most stressful times for a lot of my clients. Whether it is with all the food that becomes accessible and available, whether it is with family members and difficult conversations, the holidays can be a difficult time. So although this year will look different, I think it's a great time to do some of this work, right? Like if you're not seeing family and this year it's not going to be as difficult, that's awesome. It's really, really a great thing. But that being said, we still want to put in this work. Right, that we are able to really come back to ourselves and making sure that we're taking care of ourselves during the holidays. So today we are going to go through 7 of my best tips to help you enjoy the holidays. And with this podcast, I did something a little different. I also have a free guide associated with this podcast. So you can go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to www.thebalancedwithadietitianwithat.com/free-guide to get this holiday guilt-free guide that's associated with this podcast. So it's just going to be a little bit more in-depth information and different tools that you can also use throughout the holidays. So do make sure that you go and grab your free guide to go along with this podcast episode. Okay, my friend, so let's start with the 7 tips that I have over the holidays. So whether you are continuing to work, whether you are off, the first thing that we want to work on during the holidays is keeping a structure with our nutrition. Now, when I am saying this, I am not saying you are on a diet. I am not saying that you have to be regimented over the holidays. That is not what I'm saying at all. What I mean by structure is we want to make sure that we are still having regular meals throughout the day. What may happen or tends to happen is throughout the holidays, our schedules are very different. We may actually be skipping meals and then come to different meals really, really hungry because our schedules are just a little different. So the first tip is to make sure that we are continuously nourishing our body within the holidays. And it does not matter if you are moving less throughout the holidays. Like, I hope this is very clear. Even if you're not moving the way you move typically throughout your week, even if you're moving less than you typically move, your body still requires nourishment. right? When we think of the way our body uses calories, the way our body uses energy, our physical activity is actually a very small part of the equation. Our bodies are very expensive to keep alive, right? Like every basic function that we have, such as our breathing, our heartbeat, our livers, our kidneys, need quite a bit of calories just to maintain, right? So remembering that even if it looks different throughout the holidays, even if you are moving less, you still need food, you still need to nourish your body. So making sure that we're keeping that structure, that we're having a breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, and snack as needed. Now, the second thing kind of like piggybacks off that is honoring our hunger. So as we are tuning into ourselves over the holidays, we want to make sure that we are not restricting our intake, especially if you're having a holiday event, maybe where you know there'll be more food. Some of us might feel the need to not eat throughout the day in order to save calories for the evening. This is a big no-no. We are not wanting to do this. We need to make sure that we are still having, again, our meals, even if we're going to have a bigger dinner, right? Because we're setting ourselves up. If you think you're going to have a bigger dinner, and you don't eat throughout the day, you're probably going to want to eat more at dinner because then you'll be really, really hungry, right? But if we actually continue to eat throughout the day, breakfast and lunch, then at dinner, we're able to keep tuning in and seeing how much we actually need, not based on external cues, but based on our body. So it's really important to keep honoring our hunger and having foods throughout the day and listening to our bodies throughout the holidays, right? So making sure, again, that we are honoring that side. With honoring our hunger, we also want to honor our satiety. So tuning in at the times that we feel satisfied, right? And something that I love to remind my clients and myself is when we are enjoying these holiday treats, to remind ourselves that we can always have more later. Sometimes when these foods become available, especially if we haven't allowed ourselves like these treats throughout the year, we tend to have this heightened response to food, which is normal. This is not a sign of lack of motivation or willpower. This is just a normal biological byproduct of restriction. So if we can allow ourselves to have these foods, but also remembering of like this food is available to me later too, right? So we don't have that fear of missing out. So if you're feeling full and then so we have something called like coconut rolls that are so delicious. I don't know if you guys ever heard of coconut rolls. They're like my favorite dessert on this planet. But if I had like a really big meal and I'm feeling really full, well, one, I can decide to still have dessert. Or I can also decide like, you know what, right now I'm not hungry. I'm going to keep this delicious coconut roll for later, right? So I can always have some later. Oh, I'll have a little bit now, but I don't feel the need to finish the whole log of coconut rolls. I can have some later and it's available to me. So just remembering that if you say no, it's not no forever. It can just be not right now. And that kind of alleviates that like need to have it all right now. Number three is giving ourselves permission to have all foods. Throughout the holidays, you may find that there will be different foods available if you're not at home. If you are at home, you may want to have different treats because there is different seasonal foods available. And we need to give ourselves unconditional permission. This means that you don't need to earn whatever Christmas food you're going to have. You don't need to deserve it. You don't need to compensate for it either. You just get to enjoy it. Right? So giving yourself unconditional permission to eat. And with that, we want to make sure that when we do give ourselves permission, that we are being mindful, that we are enjoying the foods that we're having, and that we're taking the time to really savor the foods that we're having. That being said, our number four is letting go of all or nothing, right? So there will be times that you will most likely overeat, as we do as humans, when there's delicious food available, when we are with friends and family, when we're maybe not being the most mindful with our nutrition, and that will happen. So set the expectations that although we're keeping our structure, that we're honoring our hunger, that we're allowing us all the food that we can have, there will be times that you may most likely overeat. And this is part of being a human, and this is okay. This is not a failure. And this is really, really important for us to remember that we are letting go of that all or nothing, that it needs to look perfect because it will not. It just simply won't. And we are setting ourselves up for failure if we think that we are. So letting go of this holiday, I will be mindful at every meal. Most likely not. You could say this holiday, I want to be mindful at most meal. That's a lot more attainable, right? But the same thing, that it will happen both ways, that you can allow yourself to have foods. Sometimes you may overeat, and that's okay too, right? But if you do overeat, that it's, again, not the all or nothing of like, oh, well, I already overate this, let me overeat something else, or I already had this, I blew it out, I'm just gonna have whatever. That it's not that way. We are not dieting. Like, you, even if you eat more at one meal, doesn't need that you need to eat more at the next meal, and doesn't mean that you've sabotaged yourself either, right? It's just every meal is different. And every meal, it's another opportunity to just check in, being like, cool, what do I want this time? It really doesn't matter if I ate more than past point of satiety last meal. What do I want right now? The fifth thing that we are want to do is setting boundaries. And this, my friends, is hard, right? This is part of the hard work, especially if you are seeing family. So when we think of setting boundaries, there's different boundaries that we want to set. There is boundaries with conversation topics, example around food and around bodies. Like, these are conversation that we want to stay away from because, one, they tend to be possibly more triggering and very much not productive and just entrenched in diet culture. So setting boundaries around topics that we can talk about is something important. And there's different ways we can do this. Definitely check out the free guide. I've added some examples in there as well on ways to set these boundaries, either with the, before we have the conversation or reactively to the conversation. And similarly, we may want to also set boundaries around like food talk so that no one can, or no one should actually comment about what you're eating and what you're not eating, right? That we just get to do us and make sure that we are feeling safe, right? So when I work with one-on-one clients, like making a home like nutritionally safe. So feeling that we are okay, that we're able to eat the foods that we want without the fear of feeling judged or anything. So setting these boundaries can be really, really beneficial. Another part that we want is to have self-care plans. So this is often very useful if you're going to be out of your home, maybe seeing other people, or just out of your daily routine, to still have things to come back to, either grounding activities or a way to take care of yourself over the holidays. So again, if you are not spending the holidays home, this is where we want to try as much as we can to spend time figuring out things that we can do. So an example is, in the past, we go to my in-laws for the holidays. Not this year though, but typically, non-COVID times, we go to my in-laws. And one of my self-care plan is every day in the morning after I have a coffee, I go for a small walk around the block by myself, because I do need that time. And taking a walk is something, and getting fresh air, especially where they live in like nature, it's just beautiful, is something that I know sets me up to have a great day. So moving my body, going for fresh air in the morning is something that I like to do. So for them, when I would let them know, like, hey, I'm going to go by myself for a walk, it's just so I can come back and be energized and really connect with them. So just setting it up as a, I need to do this to be able to connect with you a little bit more. Now, this year will look different because we are staying home. So my self-care plan will be honestly probably more of the relaxing type of self-care. What can I do every day to make sure that I am taking care of myself? So this is also something that's really important. If you also know that you're going to be maybe in situations that are more difficult for you, what can we do around that, right? So example, if there's certain meals with certain people that you know are going to be more difficult, then we may want to have like a pleasurable meal plan, meal support plan. So, which means that maybe we would have different activities before you go out for the meal to really ground yourself. Maybe throughout the meal, we have different checkpoints, right, to make sure that you're feeling okay. And then after the meal, we can also have a distraction plan. So there's a lot of little things that we can do if we can identify, like, what are the most difficult parts during the holidays and how can we put something into place, right? We do not aim to not be triggered or to not struggle because that is not something doable, but we do aim to understand. If we understand our own triggers, if we understand these times that are most difficult for us, then we are able to put things into place to support ourselves better. And that is the goal, my friends. Like, the goal is to be able to know ourselves and understand ourselves so we can take care of ourselves. And my last tip for you for the holidays is really consciously knowing that we are not making a diet resolution in 2021. So the last thing that we want is that we're like, okay, you know what? The holidays is this like free for all because comes January 1st, I'm gonna start this like diet and this is a year. Because what's gonna happen is that throughout the holidays, you're probably gonna go above and beyond, right? Kind of like that Last Supper mentality of it starts tomorrow, so better eat everything I can in sight right now because then I won't allow myself anymore. And what we know by that is that that typically doesn't happen, right? We fall into that cycle. So really intentionally knowing that this January, I am not going on another diet. This January, I will not be restricting myself. And reminding yourself of that, right? Like, when we are enjoying our holidays, that we don't need to go all out this year. We don't need to overdo it to compensate for the fact that you will be restricting comes January. Because the truth is, we're not. Like, this January is not going to be a time where we restrict. So this is so, so important. And I would also add on that note, being like, cool, can we then talk about different resolutions? Like, if you're not aiming to change your body or to restrict your food, what other resolutions can you have? This is super interesting because for a lot of people, they've never made other resolutions aside from changing their bodies. So this is such a cool way to start expanding our perspective and our view of what is life, right? Like, it's not just about me trying to shrink my body every year. There's actually so much more to that. So coming up with different resolutions of things that you may want to work on this year. So my friends, I hope this was helpful. Definitely go get the guide to get just a little bit more depth on these 7 tips that we want to do in order to have a guilt-free holiday. At the end of the day, we want you to be able to enjoy and to connect, right? The reason why we let go of diet culture and the reason why we choose to walk away from diets and restrictions and this thin ideal is to give us the time, the space, the energy to focus on other things, to connect at a deeper level. Like, that is the goal, right? To really just live life according to your terms. Now, my friends, as we are entering the holidays, I really hope you'll have amazing holidays. In January, I will be offering a free workshop on intuitive eating. If you are, you know, at tip number 7, you're like, I am not dieting anymore, please, please join my free workshop on intuitive eating so we can start the year off with positivity, with a new mindset, a new way to be. So we're going to have an intro to intuitive eating. It's going to be January 18th to the 22nd. So it's going to be a 5-day short form, like mini series. So 15 minutes every day where we're going to talk about different topics around intuitive eating to give you the tools to get started. So if you are ready to let go of diets and you want that first quick dip into what intuitive looks like, do sign up for this free workshop that will happen again January 18th to 22nd, 2021. And I will be super happy to guide you in this introduction to intuitive eating to make sure that we're starting the year on the right path. So the link will be in show notes. You can also check www.thebalanceddietitian, so balance with a D, dietitian with a T, .com/workshop. So my friend, I hope this was helpful. I hope you will have the best holidays. I know this year is so different, but I'm sending you so much love and compassion. And I am so thankful that you have been taking this time to listen to this podcast episode. It's been my pleasure this year to be offering this podcast, to give more messages around anti-diet and weight inclusive care. And I'm so glad that you are part of this community. So I'm wishing you amazing holidays and a happy new year. And I'll see you back in January.